Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Carlton. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tex Carlton. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Scarsella. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Herman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thevenot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. And now, play ball. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards short. Thevenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Scarsella moves to second. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gallen. Herman reaches second base with a double. Scarsella scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thevenot for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarcella hits a line drive towards left. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Goodman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it and throws to second for the out. Hack scores. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herman. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Demery scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Carlton covering. Safe. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman moves to third. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 0-for-1 in the game. Thevenot hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Camporis hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tex Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carlton strikes out. Campbell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carlton out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive towards third. Riggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Derringer hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker is hit by the pitch. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scarcella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Herman reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Goodman goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Reds. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to third. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen throws the ball into Herman, who tags Campbell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Herman scores. Riggs moves to third. It's 4-2, Reds. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Herman moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Demery reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Demery moves to third. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 3. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenow is 0-for-2 in the game. Thevenow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Camporis takes first base on ball 4. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Derringer strikes out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Day for a passed ball. Camporis moves to second. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camporis scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Reds. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Walker steals second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Day fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gill pinch hits for Tex Carlton. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Reds. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Don Brennan now pitching. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Herman hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Scarsella moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Gilly Campbell. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scarsella moves to third. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is walked intentionally. Tommy Thevenau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenau is 0-for-3 in the game. Thevenau hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi now catching. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day is called out on strikes. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brennan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Camporis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Camporis reaches second base with a double. Don Brennan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brennan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henshaw fields it and has Camporis trapped. There's the throw to Hack, who throws to Gerges, who tags Camporis for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery. Walker reaches second base with a double. Brennan moves to third. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Two outs. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Scarsella is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-3 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarsella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.